Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
All right, let's do this thing. Man, it's an exciting time of the year, isn't it? I know it's a crazy, stressful time of the year and a wonderful time of the year all in one shot. It's nothing new. It's not just this year. It's not last year. It's not next year. It's all years, always has been, always will be. So we may as well wrap our head around making life good the way we see it, huh? We'll try that today if you want to. It's the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com. Today, I'm digging into what I consider to be the long game of success. Now, success in my world is kind of whatever you want it to be. Whatever your wildest dreams are that you want to do, and whatever you define as success, that's it. It's no generic thing. It's what you want. So today we'll talk about the long game and how to get there, okay? It is the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. The most unique personal development show on the planet, probably because it's completely guided by Scott Logic. It's just my common sense. You may disagree. You may agree. I don't know. If you were to get me on the phone, I may agree. I may disagree with you, but I don't know. Doesn't matter. We'll have a conversation. We'll leave a nugget, a pearl of wisdom somewhere along the way, and we'll accomplish our goal. So you might be thinking, what is that goal? What is that crazy goal? Well, it's simple. You woke up this morning with something you want in your life. That's it. It might have been there for 25 years, 50 years, who knows? And it's not there yet. But you know what you want, and you know kind of, sort of, maybe, possibly, what you need to get it. If not, that's another podcast. But you got out of bed this morning, and it was all about, let's do something to get closer to what we want. To play that long game of success. But Scott, I want it overnight. I want it now. You will. It comes instantly, just like that. But sometimes it takes a while. Usually it does. But little, they come like that a lot. So what is your long game of success? Do you know what it is? Thought about it? So years ago, I had a friend pass along some wisdom, a pearl of wisdom that I've talked about before, and I'll share it with you today because it really had an impact in my life and continues even to this day about how I get what I want. His name is Larry. He was a mentor. He gave me money too. He was actually a boss of mine. I don't know that I appreciated it back then. I'm pretty sure I didn't actually. I was an eager young guy. I wanted to know everything, and I wanted to get everything now. I haven't changed. I'm still the same. A little wiser, maybe. But I'll never forget sitting in front of this chair, and it seemed like the chair was really small, and the desk was really big. And Larry is behind his desk in his big man chair. He was old. He was like 38 or something like that. He's an old man. And he's kind of looking across the world, my world, that's in my eyes and in my forehead and come out of my mouth, thinking this kid wants to dominate his life. He wants to dominate the world. And I still remember the look in his eyes like, okay, all I can think this day is, what was he thinking? He was probably trying to figure out what to say, but I never forget what he did say. And I've used this forever to help myself along the way, to calm myself, to make myself more patient. Maybe you can do this as well. I actually taught this to my kids. I've taught it to tens of thousands of people around the world. It's a very simple thing, and I know you don't want to hear it. So let me just start by saying, I know you don't want to hear this. I know. Larry said to me, Scott, sometimes you have to hang around long enough for folks to see that you're the real thing, figure out who you are, understand you, and do business with you, whatever they want to do with you. And that's kind of what he said. It's a long time ago. It's close to that. Basically, what he said was, I know you want it today. I know you want it now. I know you think you expect it. I know you do. I'm not talking to any 25-year-old right now at all. I'm just not. It's probably tens of thousands, actually. He was saying to me, I know you want it now. I get it. And you can have a lot right now. But the reality is there are some people that are in positions to help you get what you want. They've just been around a long time. Maybe it's some advice. Maybe it's a little support along the way. Maybe it's a job. Who knows what it is? Some people, though, will not ever consider doing business with you until they've known you for a while. They're watching. Listen, at 24 years old, I will tell you this. I'm just going to flat out admit it. Still, to this day, and even back then, I knew one thing for sure. That old guy, that maybe 38 or 39 year old guy over there, he was out of his mind. Completely wrong. Senile. Gotta be. Completely wrong. He was in my way, no doubt about it. But to this day, I have a lifelong rule I have always followed. I don't know how I started, by the way. I have no idea. Probably because I had some good mentors when I was a teenager. Raised well. When I meet people who drop a respect bomb on me, or people, let me rephrase that. I'm just going to keep going because that's what we do in life. Can't edit everything, can we? When people of respect drop a knowledge bomb on me, pow! I listen and I do what they say. I may not like it. I may not understand it. I may not even completely, no, I do. I completely trust them because if I respect them, I'm going to trust them. I mean, I take it that deep. And if they say something and I respect and trust them, I'm going to do it. It's wise. Why? Because even as a young guy, and more today, even as not so much of a young guy, because when I do, I get things faster. I get what I want faster. And they, these mentors, give me more shortcuts to success. Simple. When I don't, everything slows down. And the advice stops coming. If you're a little bit older than 25 or 30, maybe you're 40 or 50, how many times have you tried to drop a knowledge bomb on somebody? Pow! And then they didn't listen. And what did you do? Okay. Zip it. Shut your mouth. Give it to somebody else, right? Tell me that's not so. Tell me that's not true. Tell me it hasn't happened to you in your life. When suddenly, because you didn't listen, that advice stopped. Well, Larry's advice turned out over the years, by the way, to be very, very correct. In pretty much everything I've ever done in my life, I wanted it this minute. I absolutely did. I was very impatient. But I also learned to be patient because I understood that, you know, in infiltrating the relationships of people that I needed to know, the people that could help me get where I wanted to go, that could make it easy for me, give me a hand up. They were kind of watching, even if I didn't know who they were. They were kind of watching. We'll talk about that a little more this week. So as I've done so, there's been something else that has been kind of interesting in my life that has happened, because not only have I listened to the knowledge bombs, not only have I said, okay, well, let me just do it and run with it and see. And may I say at this point that really have that trust and respect factor in place, really have that. Don't just listen to anybody who tells you what to do. Don't even listen to me. If you trust and respect me, then pay attention to what I'm saying today. Otherwise, please don't do it, because it could be a wild goose chase. But when you trust and respect the people that are talking to you, whether it's a boss or your mom or your dad or a friend, whatever, when you really look at it, you go, okay, they got it together. This is what they're doing. I trust, I respect them. Just do it. Just do it, because it will change your life in so many ways. But there's one thing that happened over time, again and again and again. And that is, this conversation has repeated itself. The very one I had with Larry repeated itself dozens and dozens and dozens of time over the years. And this time, though, I was behind the big desk and others were sitting in front of me. It could have been a telephone call. It could have been an email. It could have been a Zoom call these days. It could have been in person. It could have been anything. But I was behind that desk, and I'm sure they noticed the look in my eyes, too. And I only hope they recognize that the wisdom that I was passing along to them and trying to help them with was not really mine. It was mine and enhanced, maybe, in an enhanced way. It was really the wisdom of the ages, the wisdom of other people, and they learned it from other people as well. That's all it was. So life takes time sometimes. Tomorrow, a show that I do about maybe twice a year. It's based on the concept of the 9-year life cycle. Is your life repeating itself? The answer is yes, it is. And if you pay attention to tomorrow's show, you'll spot what's happening in this particular year of your life, and it will be true. You might have to compare it to years past to see it out, but your life is repeating. I promise you that. A whole lot of other stuff coming up this week. For now, I want you to run out, enjoy your vacation, enjoy your Thanksgiving, enjoy your retail madness, whatever it happens to be. Enjoy family, friends, get that gratitude feeling going, and I'll be back tomorrow on The Daily Boost.